95.7 Penn FM, welcome to Woman of the Week, and thank you so much for being here. I had the great honor of being part of NBC10's Wednesday's Child here a couple weeks back. This week, we're going to meet, really, the woman behind the project and the folks from the National Adoption Center. We've got an office right here in Philadelphia. Please say hello to Gloria Hochman. She's Director of Communications for the National Adoption Center. Now, is that just Philly, or is that nationwide?
It's nationwide. Our headquarters is in Philadelphia. Philadelphia has always been here, but because of the internet and our presence on the internet and our extension of our Wednesday's Child feature, which I'd like to talk about, we are national, probably even international.
And I think a lot of people don't realize there are other television features across the states featuring kids that need
help. There are about 40 television features that show children who are waiting for families. And these kids are not the babies that often get associated with adoption. These are children who are school age and older. We have a lot of teenagers who are waiting for families. And teenagers need a family just as much, maybe even more than an infant. Imagine yourself, if you're 15, 16, 17, didn't you need a family then? It's really critical.
Yeah, trouble can find you at that age.
Trouble finds you. And you need the unconditional love and support of a family that you know will always be there for you. And that's what these kids want and what they need. We've been doing Wednesday's Child type features in Philadelphia for 35 some years. The past 10, we've featured them on NBC10 with Vaiseka Hama.
I just have to shout out to Vaiseka Hama from NBC10. I'm sure those other TV stations around the country do a great job, but I don't think anybody does it better than Vaiseka Hama. How did that relationship start? He is so incredible.
He's great. He's warm and fuzzy, and the kids love him, and he loves the kids, and he really can relate to them. And he takes them on various places, things that interest them, like the child that came here.
Melvin.
To the radio station, Melvin. He's taken them dancing. He's taken them to the zoo, riding a horse, swimming. There's nothing that Vi can't do, and he does with the kids. So it's really great. The relationship with Vi started when NBC10 became the network in this area that was going to carry the Wednesday's Child feature. And the station was looking to see who would be a good personality to do this, who could interact with the children, who would be able to relate to them. And Vi was the natural choice. He's really wonderful, and we're very thrilled to have him. And we're thrilled to have this feature in Philadelphia. It's a very visible way of letting people see our children and know that we have lots of kids here that so much want a family. And they're just like your kids and my kids. What they want are the same things. Their needs are the same. They want somebody to help them with their homework. They want somebody to ask them a question about how did your day go at school today. They want somebody who has a shoulder to cry on when they're feeling sad, and somebody to laugh with them when they're feeling happy, and rejoice with them when they get a part in the school play. They're just fabulous children. I can't emphasize too much. The thing that I hear mainly from people who have adopted these children, their only regret is they didn't do it sooner.
Oh, that's such a nice...
And that's a regret for the children, too, because it would be much better if they are adopted when they're younger, when they're 5 or 6 or 7, not have to wait until they're 17. But we have lots of kids who are 17 who so much want that family that every child deserves to have.
It's so true, Gloria. Obviously, you know, we all are feeling your passion right now. My guest is Gloria Hochman. She is from the National Adoption Center, Director of Communications, which is headquartered right here in Philadelphia. You can take a look at their website, adopt.org. And there are a lot of Wednesday's Children up on the NBC10 website as well. The videos are all there. If you missed one of the features, please take a look at the NBC10 website, because there is a kid who's looking for that hug at the end of the day. That's not going to be, you know, a burden, that just wants to feel like part of your familial community. Where are these kids? They come out of the foster program?
These children live in foster care. There are more than 100,000 children living in foster care who are legally free to be adopted. Now, there's many more living in foster care. There's about 450,000 children around the country in foster care. Only about 100,000 are available to be adopted, because it's not going to happen that their birth parents can take them back, unfortunately, for a variety of reasons. So these kids live in foster care, and we are trying to find families for them. It's amazing, you know, how many people are really interested in these children.
When thank I first goodness.
Thank goodness. When I first came to the center 40 years ago, ago.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you've been at this center for 40 years, Gloria.
I can't believe it either. I came for a year on loan from another organization and never expected to be staying this long. But the work is so important. And the kids, I've watched kids grow up, obviously, who have been adopted. And what a difference it makes in their lives when they have a family. I mean, what a difference it makes to all of us to have a family. I mean, any of us who get together with our families for Thanksgiving or Christmas or Passover or whatever holidays we celebrate, we know how important it is to have a clan, a group to whom we matter and that matters to us. These kids frequently don't have that. I remember one girl who was in her 20s when I met her. She had never been adopted and she grew up in foster care. And she said to me, you know, the hardest time of my life was not when I was 5 or 7 or 9 or 10. The hardest when I was in college and Thanksgiving came and I had no home to go back to.
So sad.
And she was invited, fortunately, to a friend's home in another state, but it isn't like going home to your own family. And so this is something that trails children through their lives if they don't have a family.
I went home, Gloria, after doing the feature with Wednesday's Child and Vi Sikahama, after meeting Melvin. And Melvin has cerebral palsy, I think.
Yes, he does.
And I sat down with my son, who's 22, and he lives with me, still in school. And I talked to him about it. I said, you know, what would you think? How would we be able to help with this program? And we talked about it, and he said, you know, Mom, what's really sad is we were talking about how difficult it might be, you know, a single parent, mm-hmm. you know, Melvin having some extra needs.
Yeah.
And he said, Mom, you know, the saddest thing is that even his own parents, for some reason or another, couldn't take care of him. How do these kids get into the foster program?
The kids come into the foster care program because their birth parents are not able to give them the care that they need. They're not able to raise them. For one reason or another. Now, the goal of foster care is always to return the child to his family, to his birth family. That is the goal. Unfortunately, there are some families that are just not able to take their children back. The reasons vary. Sometimes there's mental illness. Sometimes they're just too young and they can't cope.
Financially.
Sometimes they're older and they can't cope. It's more than finances. It's an inability to deal with the issues that come up for all of us as we raise children. And not all of our children have the kind of special need that Melvin has. We have many children that are perfectly healthy physically, mentally, but emotionally. If you are 17 and you still need a family, you're going to have some emotional issues. And families have to be able to deal with that. Some of these children feel, why me? Why did my birth family reject me? Why couldn't they take care of me? It's a terrible feeling to have.
Yeah, it's just got to be so tough.
And these kids have to learn to trust adults because they haven't been given that kind of trust and bonding when kids are young. The things that we all need to shape the kind of individuals we turn out to be. And so these children are a special group of children. And so we say they have special needs, but their special needs are not always physical. They're not always mental. They may be emotional. They may be developmental. They may be lack of confidence. They may be a lack of energy. They may be a lack of trust in adults. There's many issues that these children might have. There are issues that all of us as parents deal with our birth children.
I totally get it. Gloria Hochman is my guest, National Adoption Center. She's Director of Communications right here in Philadelphia. Does the National Adoption Center take me through the process? Let's say, you know, I decided I might be able to take on a child. Because somebody thinking about adopting a Wednesday's child might be concerned with the child's emotional needs, does the adoption center offer some sort of services to acclimate the child into the new home?
No one expects that you will take a child that has emotional issues, a child who's 15 years old and has been bouncing around the foster care system in, and then just suddenly do magic and create miracles, and this child is going to...
It's a big adjustment.
It's an adjustment for the child. It's an adjustment for the new family. If there are other children in the family, as you wisely pointed out in your talk with your son, those children's feelings have to be taken into consideration as well.
So there's programs in place to help.
But there are programs in place to help. And all of the children get a subsidy, these children that we have, because suppose somebody out there could want to take a child, but they really can't afford the care of an extra child in their home. There are subsidies that go along with the child to help defray the cost of raising them. The children get medical care, so which includes psychiatric care, if that seems to be an issue, yes, so that they are able to get the the services that they need. We don't expect that families will automatically be able to give all those services. One of the big issues is schooling. Sometimes they need special kinds of educational help, as you can imagine. And a child who is very bright innately can be failing in school because of all the emotional issues surrounding the lack of permanence and the inability to attach to somebody and wondering, imagine what it's like to wake up on Christmas morning and say, where will I be next Christmas? Yeah. Where will I be in the same house? Will I wake up in the same bed? Will I see these same people? And that's a constant in these children's lives. Oh, we don't want that to happen. So when we finally find a home for a child, and you have to be selective with families, and sometimes families say, oh, why do I have to go through this family assessment process? Well, you do because we want to be sure as we can, that this is the right match, that the child that you're adopting is the right child for you, and you are the right parent for him or for her.
Quick break. We'll be right back with Gloria Hochman from the National Adoption Center on 95.7 Ben FM.